Thanks for joining us. Today I'm speaking with Jeremy Wells, who is the CEO of Whisper. Jeremy, really good to talk to you again.
Nice to be here, Tom. Thank you.
Now, last time we spoke, you were still relatively new to the ASX, and you still are. So for people who haven't heard about the Whisper story, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
For sure. So we're a communications workflow platform. So we automate the interactions between organisations, their systems, and people. So it's really that intersection where the rubber hits the road. When you think about the fourth industrial revolution, that's where the activity is happening. It's where the cultural change is, and it's where you can have the most impact. We believe that when organisations engage effectively with people, value is created, and we provide them the tools to manage them.
And that value chain is interesting because it's not only between a customer and company, but also being able to liberate the resources within an organisation is such a big part of it.
Totally. Half of our revenue comes from organisations engaging with their communities, whether it's customers or supply chain. The other half comes from operational and organisational activations, which are really important. When you think most organisations have are really chronically underinvested in technology, and there's a, you know, in order to accelerate their growth, they have to invest in efficiencies and in driving automation. And operationally, that's a big opportunity, and we're really well placed to help them with that.
In terms of the competitive landscape that you operate in, who are analogues of what you do in that space?
It really depends on which market. Here in Australia, the real competition is old-fashioned thinking. People, where executives think that an application is or a mobile app is really the next step in terms of the digitisation of their business. But really, they constrain engagement. You've got issues with...
It's quite narrow.
Yep, app abandonment, poor adoption, and they never really realise people's expectations. And I think everyone knows they've got a pit in their stomach. They go, it's not really going to do what we need it to.
Yep, okay.
And so what we do is we deliver an app-like experience without having to have an app. So it's very light, it's flexible, and the cost profile changes the economics of communications management.
Now, I'm thinking about the success of Salesforce, for example, in the United States,
yes,
which has had extraordinary growth over recent years. How would you compare yourself to an organisation like that?
Oh, well, I think they're an industry legend.
Yep.
But they've become a very big, heavy, complex and quite expensive platform. We use Salesforce ourselves,
yep,
but we need dedicated developers in that to continue to manage and optimise it. You think about Salesforce, it's managing that whole sales lifecycle. But within that, there are many customer journeys and conversations, and we help manage that niche with that really we require much more sophisticated engagement.
Right.
It's flexible and targeted.
So you would be complementary to
totally
the Salesforce product rather than being a competitor?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's important to recognise. So let's reflect on the last half of the year. You've one of the things that is really important for a SaaS company is to be able to get sticky customers and watch that revenue grow. How do you describe the experience in the last half?
Fabulous.
Right.
95% of our revenue is recurring in nature. And our recurring revenue from our install base has grown to 116% through the period. So it's fabulous. So what that means is that our customers are using our technology more and more every month or every quarter. And it's just organically growing. It's fabulous.
How many customers have you got all up at the moment?
509 at the end of December. We signed more customers than that in the last quarter, but we don't count them until they're actually tolling revenue. So customers will uptick, and you will see the customers get back to where the prospectus forecasts are at the end of this year. For our business, most of the sales activity and the growth up into December contributes to the revenue profile through this second half of the financial year. The sales that we do between now and June 30 will impact the growth into FY21 and beyond.
So what's your experience once your product's onboarded with organisations? Do they tend to become quite evangelical about it and want more of the experience?
We wish they were.
Right.
We have an amazing portfolio of blue chip customers, but we encourage them to start small. Just one single use case. Keep the risk low, get it up and running, get runs on the board and demonstrate an ROI quickly.
Yep.
But what we find is we become an organisation's secret sauce and part of their competitive advantage. and we're really...
They want to keep you quiet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So some of them are reticent to talk about what we're doing.
Right, okay. So I'm interested in where the tipping point for you is in terms of the number of customers and where you really start to see that exploding earnings momentum.
Like FY21 through FY23, you'll see an acceleration of our growth. We make substantial investments in terms of our platform, reducing friction, making it easier for people to use. That's our focus. And we have the opportunity to, with our Whisper store that we're going to release in the next financial year, to start providing our capabilities to the SMB market, which is never something that we've done before. So making it easy for people to consume workflow, apply them in their business to solve real world problems. Particularly for small businesses where making technology decisions and investments is quite tricky. We want to make it easier to consume, but we think it will deliver significant value to those businesses and a massive new market opportunity for us.
Now, if you ever needed a proof of concept, an emergency situation is one that unfortunately, or for, depending on how you look at it, works well for the right technology. Your technology was used significantly in the recent bushfires in Australia. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Totally. So it's a core capability. We supported emergency services organisations, frontline responders across three states concurrently through this fire season. And you think about the impact that that's had. That the quality of the response has improved. The loss of life was significantly less than in previous fire seasons.
Yep.
And that is in part because of the quality and the efficacy of the interagency communication and the coordination, which we were a part of the platforms and those tool sets. So we're really proud of the fact that our platform performed faultlessly through this fire season and that we've assisted those emergency services organisations save lives this season.
It really speaks to the robustness of the platform if you've got emergency services placing faith in the platform. What sort of stress testing had to go, did the platform have to go through for them to say yes?
Resilience and robustness is part of our DNA. We have critical infrastructure providers are our customers, telcos, utilities, banks, transport and logistics companies, emergency services organisations, hospitals, healthcare. It's core DNA for us, but we have a very scalable and robust platform that enables us to service this requirement with confidence.
So spreading the word geographically is important for you now. How are you going about putting a sales force together that gets traction across the various continents around the country?
Asian expansion is really important for us, as is North America. North America is our largest market opportunity. We've just appointed a new VP of Americas, Peter Gill, who's a North American, we call him a sales legend. He's got 20 years experience, and we're building a team around him. And so we're looking forward to accelerating our growth in North America FY21 and beyond, based on the channel relationships that we're establishing in that region. Asia, we have a more mature presence, and obviously the coronavirus, where those emergency services use cases and our tool set are super applicable to those businesses. So we're looking to expand the reach on the back of what we can do in this market.
Jeremy, it's always good catching up with you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom. It's a pleasure.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.